Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Teen Exec Podcast, where we help you build the executive functioning skills you need to lead with confidence in school, in life, and in your future career. I'm your host, Natalia Lucas. On this podcast, we have two kinds of episodes. In one track, called The Leadership Journey, I interview business leaders about their careers and the choices they made as teenagers that shaped where they are today. Today's episode is part of the other track, the Student Leadership Playbook. Here, I'm joined by my dad, Jeff Lucas, who teaches college students in the Boston area. We're doing a deep dive into a specific skill that's especially relevant for student leaders. And today, we're talking about something that almost every leader encounters, how to work well with your club advisor.
Exactly. If the relationship with your advisor isn't strong, you might feel micromanaged or unsupported. But when you get it right, you'll have someone in your corner who helps you lead better.
I've seen this on both ends. Leaders who ignore their advisor completely and leaders who depend on them for every decision. Neither one really works. That's why we've put together the 5+1 rules of working with your advisor.
Rule number one is to set clear expectations and roles. Most frustration comes from mismatched assumptions.
Like when students think they're supposed to run every meeting, but the advisor assumes that they should. If that's not cleared up at the start, it's conflict waiting to happen.
Exactly. At the beginning of the year, sit down and ask questions like, what are your expectations for student leaders? How involved do you want to be in planning or decisions? And then share your vision too.
For example, if you're just excited about a new fundraiser, say that up front. Or if you know you'll need extra help with budgeting, let them know early. That way, you're building trust right away.
And don't forget, clarify who does what. Agendas, meeting leadership, follow-ups. Clarity signals maturity and shows your advisor you're serious about leading.
Rule two is keep your advisor in the loop. What happens if students don't do this?
Well, they risk making advisors feel blindsided. And when advisors feel out of touch, they tend to step in more, which students often don't like.
So basically, if you don't want to feel micromanaged, the best solution is to keep them informed. Share agendas, send quick recaps, or keep a shared Google Doc.
Exactly. Even a simple Friday email, we've picked a theme, Haley's on marketing, and we meet again on Tuesday, goes a long way. In business, this is called managing up.
And this is especially important if your advisor can't be at every meeting. A recap is like their window into what's happening.
Rule three is to treat your advisor like a partner, not a boss, and not an obstacle.
I like that word, partner, because when you treat advisors like obstacles, you stop asking for input. And when you treat them like a boss, you stop leading. Neither one works.
Right. Partnership means you benefit from their experience while still leading. A model UN leader might say, here's our prep plan. What's worked at conferences before? Then you adapt the advice and run with it.
Same with sports. A captain might ask a coach what drills usually work best, but then lead practice their own way. The coach gives guidance, but you still lead as captain. Rule four is be honest when you're stuck. Dad, why do you think that's so important?
Because hiding problems never works. If turnout for an event looks low, it's better to say, we're worried. Can we brainstorm ideas? Than to wait until the night of the event.
And being open actually builds trust. It gives advisors the chance to coach you instead of stepping in at the last second.
Exactly. Strong leaders don't have all the answers. They know when to ask for help.
So asking for help isn't weakness. It's really maturity.
Rule five is to celebrate wins together. Advisors give a lot of time and energy, often behind the scenes.
And celebrating doesn't have to be a big deal. A thank you at the end of a meeting, a card after a big event, or a group photo with a caption like, we couldn't have done this without you.
Right. Those small gestures build goodwill and set a really positive tone.
And it's good leadership practice. Great leaders recognize the whole team, not just themselves. And here's the bonus rule. Accept no and adapt.
Sometimes an advisor has to say no. Because of the budget, rules, or safety. That doesn't mean they don't believe in your idea. It means that there are limits you may not see.
I know that can feel frustrating, but if you reframe it, no is just a chance to problem solve. Instead of giving up, ask, okay, what's another way we could do this?
Exactly. Resilient leaders adapt and then move forward.
So So let's recap the 5+1 rules of working with your advisor. First, set clear expectations and roles. Second, keep your advisor in the loop. Third, treat them like a partner, not a boss or an obstacle. Four, be honest when you're stuck. Five, celebrate wins together. And your bonus, accept no and adapt.
And remember, if you learn these habits in high school, you'll be ahead when it comes to working with professors, mentors, and future bosses.
If you'd like to dive deeper, I recommend Dare to Lead, Young Readers Edition by Brené Brown. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Teen Exec Podcast. If you found it helpful, share it with another student leader and don't forget to subscribe.
And send us your questions at teenexec.com. We'd love to feature them in a future episode.